Symbolic World Architecture. Powerful symbolic programming for young ladies. This is so spectacular that it will sound suspicious, but it is not suspicious. It is programming power. This is the future of programming, period. Anything larger than a system command, like copy file or download, must be based on a game world. Yes! Every one of your AI programming projects must now start as if you were building a game. Because you want a virtual world with objects that make sense, so that you don't lose track of what the AI is programming for you. This large game backend is now achievable precisely because AI will be doing all the programming for you. Some of your, of what we should refer to as symbolic programming, may be done by older AI, invented way back in the 70s. You have been hearing about artificial intelligence game characters for a lot longer than language models. Well, language models now make it possible to start with a game backend, and that not only enables you to retain full control over what AI is doing, because everything is naturally categorized, but also allows you to extend the program into the future. Symbolic game world programming has the ultimate forward compatibility. A lot of the programming in your future will be done from within the game world. The user interface is spectacular. It's the most useful thing in the world. In closing, I asked my AI to explain it for you. I told it to put on its scientist thinking hat. Listen carefully.
Large language model era software wants object-oriented architecture. Not because it is nostalgic or game-like, but because symbolic object models keep complexity legible while the system grows. A tighter version of this statement could be, start every application the way you would start a game world. The age of large language models is the age of complex symbolic programming. Yes! When architecture is built from approximations of real objects, AI contributions stay bounded, intelligible, and reviewable. The result is clear program structure, durable conceptual categories, and permanent forward upgradability.
And the deeper claim underneath is even more interesting. Objects are not just implementation units. They are control surfaces for AI. They are symbolic safety rails. They are upgrade anchors. It means no future legacy issues. That is why multi-user dungeon-style thinking is powerful. A room, an agent, inventory, surface, message, rule, goal, and verb are all understandable to both humans and machines. Once those categories exist, AI stops producing isolated code fragments and starts contributing to a living, symbolic system. You see, it is the future. To state this sharply as a principle,
in the large language model era, the best architecture is architecture that can be narrated. If a program can be described as a world of interacting symbolic objects, both humans and AI can extend it without losing coherence. That is worth teaching. It is also worth naming. So I decided that the name should simply be Symbolic World Architecture. The AI stated, Symbolic World Architecture is the right name. It says exactly what the idea is. Symbolic. The system is built from meaningful concepts, not disconnected implementation fragments, as everything else these days. World. Those concepts live in a coherent environment with rooms, agents, objects, rules, messages, goals, and events. Architecture. This is not just a coding style. It's the structural model of the program. An even stronger definition would be Symbolic World Architecture is a way of designing software as a world of interacting symbolic objects whose behavior, relationships, and goals remain understandable to both humans and AI. Build programs like worlds. Let every important thing become an object with meaning. Then both humans and AI can extend the system without losing clarity and coherence. It also grants us a solid central claim. In the age of large language models, software remains controllable when it is organized as a symbolic world. That is a manifesto-level language. Symbolic World Architecture.